Now I'll call to order.
Thank you, sir.
And I'll note that every member of the Parks Committee, every distinguished member is here.
May I?
You want to call roll?
I do, but I had, and it's probably because I'm confused, that Pat was on here. Why did I think, oh, no. Scott Adams. Roll call, Scott Adams.
Here.
John Van Doren.
Here.
Tim Maybe.
Here.
Bob Kyle.
Here.
Tony Velez.
Present.
Thank you so much.
Everybody's here. Let's go to the approval of the minutes. Has everybody had a chance to review the minutes?
Yes.
Okay, I will ask for a motion to approve the minutes.
I have one comment.
Okay.
My name is spelled incorrectly.
That's true.
Nuh-uh.
It's V-E, Elliot.
Other than that, it looks good.
Well, then it would be the same
everywhere else.
Yeah. Have you thought about changing your last name?
Many times.
Okay. I apologize, Tony.
That's
please
okay.
Forgive me. I will change those. Would you like to accept them as they are, knowing that I promise that I'll change them forever?
I will.
Or would you like me to rewrite them and bring them back next month?
With corrections, I'll accept.
Thank you, sir.
With corrections. And wanted to note, what did you say?
Well, they left out Rod.
All
in the minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah, as in attendance, Rod Hart.
Nice to have this whole nice group of people here. So again, can I note
H-A-R-T, Rod Hart. Yeah.
Can I note that he's here and we accept the minutes, or would you like me to rewrite the minutes and bring him back for approval again next month?
No, we'll accept
as
it.
Correct.
As correct.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
All right. There was a motion by John Van Doren, and you seconded that, Tony?
I did.
All right. So I'll call for the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, that passes. I don't see the park fund balance.
Yeah, so I apologize for that, but I brought it with, so if you guys can pass that down. And it has not changed. It has not changed from last month, as a matter of fact, or last meeting. So so it's a copy of that one. The reason it's not in there is our financial manager is on vacation. So I didn't get her to print that up before she left. So.
All right, so the park fund balance is still $345,983.19.
Correct.
All right, let's go into the next action item. And that is approval of the addition of the shade structures at the North Dog Park, South Dog Park, and Riverview Spray Park to park facility matrix, and approve the removal of the Marietta South Lakeview Park from the park facility matrix. So do you want to talk about that, one of you?
Yeah, well, I'll speak to it briefly. It kind of speaks for itself, but what I would like to do, because the next vote is going to be to purchase some shade covers in those locations. So before doing so, I'd like to go ahead and get them on the Parks Matrix so the matrix is accurate. And then obviously with the donation of the Lakeview property to the Sacramento Tree Foundation, I recommend that we go ahead and take that off the matrix. So.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions about that? Okay. If nobody has any questions.
And I don't have any public comments, sir.
Oh, public comments? Any public comments? All right. Without any questions and no public comments, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And that passes unanimously. Next action item is the purchase of the three park shade covers from Park Warehouse LLC.
Yeah, so you guys can look at those. There is literally no shade whatsoever at the Riverview Park site as far as the dog park. And while we're talking about Riverview Park, also the spray park. So little kids out there running around getting wet obviously don't need the shade, but the parents out there are trying to corral them and keep them from hurting themselves out on that concrete. It's in direct sun throughout the entire day. The board has asked that I bring this forward to the Parks Committee to go ahead and add that element to that park. And the third one is for the dog park at Stonehouse Park. We currently, every year, the members are asking for us to put up temporary shade covers. And even with them staked down, the tarps are ripping, and it's really not not working out well in regards to putting a temporary carport type shade structures there. So we'd like to install a permanent one there. Each one of these are designed so that we can take the shade sail off during the winter so that they're not damaged with the winds that we get in those areas. And they'd be stowed away until spring, and we'd put those back up. Happy to answer any other questions you may have.
Does anybody have any questions?
What about installation? Is RMA going to install?
RMA is going to do the installation.
Okay, so nothing from the park fund?
That's correct. Okay.
Any other questions? Yeah, the RMA board approved this.
They did.
Yeah.
So did the CSD in regards to the park representative as well.
Okay. Any public comments?
No public comment.
All right. I will. Is there any other questions? All right. I'll call for the vote. All those.
I do have one. Yeah. Your timeline, Rod, of getting this done.
So we'll order them immediately. We'd like to get them up before summer. Sounds like the delivery shouldn't be more than a couple of weeks, and we'll start on them right away.
Right, because they're standard sizes, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Any other questions? All right, with no other questions, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? And that passes unanimously. Next up is other business. Wanted to talk about an issue really quickly about an issue that's come up is, and I think our lone audience member made a comment in our last parks meeting here. Did you want to make another comment about the issue as to whether or not CSD should be in the Parks Committee?
No, not at this point. No.
Okay, let me go through this. So what I'm going to ask, this is not obviously an action item, but what I'm going to ask is that council go back and look at their opinion. And let me just explain why. And he's welcome to call me if he wants. So I did a little research on this. And so under our bylaws in the parks agreement, we're not a standing committee. Now, I understand there's a district code that says we're standing, where parks is a standing committee. I have no idea where they got that from. They don't meet the standards of a standing committee. But oddly enough, our bylaws, and that would be Section 10 or Article 10, Section 3 calls the Parks Committee a common interest committee. It does not call it a standing committee. So then we go to, and that's on page 22 and 23 of our bylaws, the RMA bylaws. The bylaws were written and approved by RMA like 6 years after the Parks Committee, or the Parks Agreements were entered into. There's three of them, but they say the same thing. From what I understand again is the district has a rule that calls it a standing committee. I have no idea where they got that. So then we go to the agreement itself, the agreements. They all say the same thing. They call it an ad hoc committee. And it makes sense it's an ad hoc committee because we don't regularly meet. At some time, the committee is going to be terminated. When we're done with the parks matrixes, the agreement says that the two developers, the two representatives, will be removed, and RMA then becomes a four-member. They'll be replaced by RMA. Either RMA members or the RMA board. I think it's...
Are you forcefully removing the developers?
I'm sure they'd like to stay on it. Let me check that. I want to make sure I'm right.
Well, by then I'll be on the RMA board.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
And then they'll move you over to Parks.
That's right. Any way to stay on this committee?
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I'm pretty sure it's RMA.
What's the trigger?
What's
the trigger for that?
Completion of development.
Yeah, the completion of development.
Okay.
Upon completion of all the community park facilities in Rancho Marietta as described in Exhibit D, the landowner members shall be replaced by RMA appointees. Okay? So that's not, I mean, that's, this is by a contract describing how the committee is going to change. This isn't a committee where we decide who's on the committee. Each entity right now is deciding who's on the committee, but you guys will be off the committee. So by all descriptions, it's an ad hoc committee. Eventually, the committee is going to terminate, which means it's not a standing committee. We don't meet regularly. We went like 4 years without meeting in the late 2010s. So this is not a standing committee. So what I'd want is if your counsel is just to take a quick look at this, and I don't know if he addressed what the parks agreement says. So, because that would be the document that really overrides whatever the district calls it and whatever our bylaws call it. I mean, it's in the agreement that everybody signed. But it's certainly not a standing committee. You can call it whatever else you want, but it's not a standing committee. So what I would ask is that council take another look at it and give us an opinion with that information, having that information. You were just handed a note. Do you want to read the note?
And you will send me the bylaws for him to review?
Sure.
Okay. And I've already sent him the parks agreement. And then I'll do whatever he asks.
Yeah. Do you remember the CSD, him talking about the agreement at all?
No, he hasn't.
Okay. Yeah.
He came to the board meeting.
Yeah. I don't have your opinion. But if he addressed that, I'd like to know how he addressed that.
Okay.
So because I think that under what we call it in the bylaws and what it's called in the agreement itself, it doesn't fall under the Brown Act.
So if I can follow up, Amelia, the second question to ask legal counsel is for official legal opinion on does a CSD member need to show up to the meeting, or is official correspondence with the board action appropriate? Because that would then circumvent all of this. I cannot enter into, most people, including the public, will say intelligent conversation. I don't represent the board on anything other than direction given to me. So
okay.
I verbally have asked legal counsel, now I need it official, that official written correspondence would be the vote. You folks go amongst yourself and play, because I can't do anything. Even if you went to change dollar amounts or added a different part, I can't play. That wasn't the direction.
Yeah.
So if you would ask that we get the official opinion, please.
And that kind of led me into what my last point was going to be, and that is it's not the CSD representative on Parks Committee that's voting on his or her own. This is direction from the board.
Mm-hmm.
So isn't it by fiat that the board is providing the vote? The board is debating it in open session.
Correct.
And the board is providing...
And that's why written correspondence should be the answer. He hasn't given that to me.
And he can call me if he'd like, and I can. But what I'll do is I'll send you an email,
With the CC&Rs, and then I will add the tape.
Yeah.
So that he can have and hear what you both have said.
Okay. It's the bylaws, not the CC. But I'll send.
Oh, the bylaws.
The bylaws. Yeah.
Oh, I don't have the bylaws. I just have the CCNR.
So. Okay. Yeah, this is the bylaw. The bylaws are the governing document at RMA that govern how committees and the board operates. The CCNRs tell the community how they operate.
Okay.
Members, yeah.
But it's the Parks Agreement that really is the overarching agreement.
That's my opinion. I mean, the district code can call it whatever they want. Our bylaws can call it whatever they want. But when this was entered into by CSD and the developers and RMA, the document itself calls it an ad hoc committee.
Okay.
And that makes sense to me. So.
Very good. Okay. Do you have a public comment, sir, if you're prepared to take a public
comment? Yeah, we'll take a public comment.
Richard Gears.
I didn't come here prepared to address this, but just from memory, I think the rationale that this is indeed a CSD committee, and it's the fact that it's created by contract, and because of that, it's ruled by the Brown Act, and it's the Brown Act which will tell you that it is a standing committee. Like I say, I haven't looked at this in a while, but that's my understanding.
Yeah,
so the fact that it's by contract with CSD makes it a CSD committee, and because it's a CSD committee, it's ruled by the Brown Act, and I think the Brown Act says it's a standing committee. I don't know what the definition anymore is, but
yeah, no, that's okay. Yeah. Let me say this to you: the Brown Act governs standing committees.
Okay.
There are circumstances that the Brown Act doesn't impact committees.
I'm aware of that.
And it's my understanding, and I don't have their legal opinion, but it's my understanding that if it's not a standing committee and an ad hoc committee, which is what the Parks Committee calls it, even our bylaws, which 50% of the residents voted on in Rancho Murrieta, they agreed it's not a standing committee. But if you want to, what we should be calling it is an ad hoc committee. And then the question is whether or not the Brown Act applies to an ad hoc committee.
And I agree. I don't think they do, but I think you look at the Brown Act itself, and it will give you a definition of what a standing committee is, and because of it.
Yeah, I did.
I mean,
I liked it then.
Talk to the lawyer, they'll tell you.
Yeah, let me. So, Brown Act applies to meetings of the legislative body of a local agency. Now, what's a legislative body? If it's a standing committee, yes. And if it's an ad hoc committee, no. If an ad hoc committee, without continuing subject matter jurisdiction or a fixed meeting schedule, and we don't. Now, ours is long-term, but it's going to end somewhere down the road. A standing committee at RMA could be here in 100 years. It has no ending.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Well, I'd have to see the law itself and sit down and take a look at it. I'm not prepared to come to any conclusions or make any arguments one way or the other. But
now, can you tell me what your concern is about CSD being on this committee? Is there a general concern?
No, I'm just interested in what's going on.
Yeah, no, I understand that.
Very interesting.
Okay, it seems like you're opposed to it, but you're not saying that you are.
That I'm opposed to
it? That you're opposed to a CSD representative being on the Parks
Committee? No, not at all.
Okay.
No.
Okay. All right.
Okay,
I appreciate it. All right, thank you.
And I do have some other business. Would you gentlemen like to have a follow-up meeting? Can I get that scheduled on your behalf?
Do we need a follow-up meeting?
I don't think we do unless, I mean, at one time we talked about, having one quarterly just to go over financials and so forth, but.
Your financials.
Yeah.
I think we've met.
Right. So
that's what we just approved.
Yeah.
So. So is this the spot where we talk about things that we're interested in putting on in the future, or?
Sure.
So there's been some discussion in the community about a pool, not necessarily with a community center, but just a pool, like a phased approach. And one of the suggestions was to do it at the soccer field over by the RMA yard there. Has there ever been a discussion of just doing a pool with accessory buildings and then doing a community center later?
There was. We got quite a ways down the road on having one installed at the Riverview Park. But then I think it turned out to where there wasn't quite enough room to be able to accomplish that. Is that correct?
Well, basically what killed the whole project was the county wanted that parking lot lit. They didn't want to spend the money on it, so they pulled all the money back
okay.
on all the projects and put it back into one pot, and then they distributed it slightly differently.
So yeah, we have entertained that in the past.
Now, is that doesn't have to go to a community vote, right? I mean, the Parks Committee could decide we're going to put a pool at Stonehouse Park.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. I mean, we obviously want to communicate with the community about that, but it's the Parks Committee certainly could do.
Yeah, the Parks Committee has to approve it, but it's got to go to, is it a cost? Mm-hmm. There's a certain percentage that has to end up. We were, in 2010 and 11 is what you're referring to, is when we had that committee. And it depends on the cost. I think, what is it, 20%?
It's 20% of our annual budget, and it's above that.
And our annual budget is just rounded off $5 million. So if it's going to cost over $1.2
million, then it has to do
$1 million.
Then it has to do what?
It has to go to a community vote.
What if there were private funds that were above the 20% margin? So let's say if it kept under the 20%, is it the total amount spent, or is it the amount that the Parks Committee spends?
It's a fiscal year. So if you want to play games, January 31st, $1 million. January 1st, the following year, because of their budget cycle, that's another million, right? So that's how HOAs get into trouble by doing those things. But when you're talking, Mr. Kyle, if it's a phased-in approach, then RMA's limited. And again, 20% sounds right to me, Scott.
I think that's right.
Then that's all they could do in a year, because that's all they could do if they have to increase fees or those types of dues or those things.
So
correct me if I'm wrong, but what you're asking, I would think, is that if RMA or CSD, either one, were put in 20% of their budget, or say $1 million, and the other amount, whether it's $1 million or $500,000, would be contributed from a private source, would that then necessitate further action seeking approval for RMA or CSD? Is that
That's correct? Exactly what I'm saying.
Okay. And I don't, my understanding, I don't think it does.
Okay.
Because it's just what RMA is allotted to have to do to their budget.
So once, at least when the residences are completed, there's going to be roughly $375,000 a year in unencumbered dues being paid to RMA. Can that money be directed to a specific thing, like a Parks Committee, or an item like a pool, or when you're receiving that money, it's not, you're not keeping care of the streets or sidewalks or anything. So I mean, essentially, that's profit.
Yeah, to a certain degree, there's obviously additional costs for the additional people that are utilizing the existing facility.
Okay, let's say it's 20% of it, right? So 80% of that money is unencumbered. So what's the plan for that money? And if there isn't a plan, can we direct it to a pool?
I mean, the RMA certainly will. So there's a lot of different things that we've talked about. One of the things we haven't talked about yet that you brought up today is the operating cost of the pool. Mm-hmm. So there are some of those things that all have to calculate into it. But is it earmarked for any one project right now? No. The board has, as you know, had a ad hoc committee looking into a facility for recreation, and those funds would have helped offset those costs. But so right now, I think I'm
I'm good at saying, with saying that they're not earmarked for any one thing yet.
And then how does, because RMA is a nonprofit, correct? So how does it take that money without it being a profit?
Because our there are several different things. One, our reserve fund is not 100% funded. So so increasing our funding there every year so that we keep dues at a manageable rate, we go with the minimum recommended funding for our reserves, which still is a very healthy reserve fund, much healthier than any other HOA in the area. But it would go to those things. There are other things, for instance, the cable TV system. Tony and I have talked about this quite a bit, is in the red in regards to the operating cost for that. So it helps to offset some of that as well. But yeah, you're right. There is no profit. Whatever funds come in will be put back into the community for sure.
So when the 561 are done, you've got a $1.5 million annual unencumbered revenue forever, or unless something changes. I guess we know that money's coming, right? So my suggestion, and it's coming soon, my suggestion is I think the community would really benefit from a pool, and I personally don't think that the country club is the best place to put it. I think you're mixing apples and oranges at that point, and it's confusing to the public of whether it's a private venture or a public venture, especially now with the country club theoretically selling. I just don't know how you merge the two. And that's why I was thinking about Stonehouse Park. I mean, you've already got all your parking lots and it's level. And
Well, I mean, there's even been, there's been talk about a pool slash or a spray park replacing one of the basketball courts that was the pickleball courts for a while. Right now it's, and there are some people that say we need two of them there, but I, you know, we know that we never see more than a half a dozen people up there playing basketball. So I think those are all great ideas. Those certainly need to be dialogue here, that we can go back to our prospective boards and talk to them about those ideas. And you're right. I mean, we're going to get additional income without taking on or potentially additional income without taking on additional responsibilities. And so we could potentially help to fund some of those projects. And then future income from those homes will help us to offset operating costs for those.
That makes sense? I mean, those 561 homes, I mean, you know, that was agreed to, you know, in the NBA. The dues which were agreed to in the NBA in 2003, I mean, those 561 homes are bringing a lot of people. They're going to use the facilities, and the facilities are going to be...
No, I understand that.
Yeah.
But the 160, whatever it is, there's no street maintenance. I mean, a portion of it, yes, 20-25%, but more than half of that is unencumbered.
We look, in 2010-11... we looked at that, and I know we have some legal opinions on it, as to can we put money away for something that we're going to do in the future, which I think you were, that was one of your questions, right?
Yeah.
Instead of saying, here's how much we're bringing in, here's what our operating costs are, here's what, because if we bring in more, then it's going to be less for the operating costs. Do we lower dues? I think we have a legal opinion on it. Can we actually book money away? Or do we start doing the projects once everything's done and then we allocate that money to that, so that dues stay the same, let's say, and we start building.
Well, the other reason why I'm bringing it up is the group that's looking at the country club is looking at a pool and fitness center, so which would be in direct competition, basically, and that would be a private aspect. And you know, what at least what the conversations have been before is it would be like either a 75-yard pool or something that you could have swim meets, or you know, that would work for the community and have a little side pool for whatever. But I think knowing that money is coming, I think it's time to put a stake in the ground and let everybody know what the plan is and where it would be going and how it's going to be funded, so that everybody's on the same page. Because I think it could happen sooner than later if it's done right.
When you say sooner or later, are you talking about starting to work on finding the place and then starting to work? Because when Tim was on the RMA board, they wisely bought that property wasn't available when I was on in 2010, but they very wisely ended up with that property for a very good deal.
Right.
So are you saying start working on that property?
Well, I know Rod's already done a topo of that area, and there's some conceptual designs going on there, which would potentially free up the soccer field. So to me, I wouldn't put the pool on the new section because you don't have any of the infrastructure there. So it's going to take a lot of time and money to put the infrastructure in at the new site. Where at the Stonehouse site, you already have, you know, your power and water and sewer, everything is already on site. So to me, it would make sense. And there seems to be room for it. What's your opinion, Rod?
Knowing the activities that are going on there, I think that the new site probably is a better location. And you're right, we have some infrastructure that we'd have to put in. And I want to change the topic a little bit.
Yeah.
So we got a topo and a title search done on that property so that we were ready to go. Right now, obviously, we are waiting and talking with CSD, Country Club, and anybody else that will listen in regards to trying to get alternative watering source up there. Instead of working on those designs, which is pretty passionate to the board that we get that accomplished, we're trying to first figure out the irrigation portion of that. Given everything that the community's gone through in the last few years. So we're working on that at the same time. But back to the original question, I do think that the further you get it away from baseball and all that, I think you're probably better if you moved it over across the street. Actually, an ideal place would probably be, even though we know that entire area has to be ripped out and lowered and balanced, is about where the practice field is right now.
Mm-hmm. How would that work? Do we expect that gate to open ever?
So we have met with Supervisor Rodriguez twice now. We have another meeting scheduled. That's been my primary concern. Is everybody in this community knows there's been a lot of talk about automated gates and so forth, and the installation of one there that has already been deemed by the county as a very unsafe, because they won't let you exit out of there as well during your job, and it doesn't get any safer because it's an emergency. So. So I'm trying to push them to go ahead and at least get merging lanes in, and then also a divider, so that when you're turning left out of there. There would also be a merging lane that's got curbs on both sides. I don't know how much headway I've gotten, but we've been on site twice now. We've looked at it. I've showed her the concerns, and that's what we're working on right now.
About 3 years ago, I chaired the Escuela Gate ad hoc committee, and John Merchant and John Long were on that committee. John Long knows everybody down there. And the county told them that they won't allow egress or ingress, normal, you know, everyday egress and ingress, out of the Escuela Gate until they move Stonehouse Road around where that AT&T building is, so that Lone Pine is a four-way. And then they may allow it at that point. And they had no plans from it. Now, they collected money from the development.
Me.
Well, you, and also yeah, across the street, because for the light, for the four-way light,
yeah,
there's actually going to be a light there, that's going to be difficult, because you're going to hit a light, then you're going to hit another light.
Yeah.
And on days like July 4th or Easter or Mother's Day when people are coming in, they may back up to the light.
Well, they'll just turn left on Stonehouse and go in the Escuela Gate.
It's, yeah.
It'll help. You'll have two yeah. entrances.
We'd have to decide if the Escuela Gate is going to be
well, they'd only, if they moved that road, then they would open the gate.
Yeah.
Well, there are still problems with that. So it's not quite that easy. Without a guardhouse, that type of gate or any type of gate that you're going to have there, you can't just have the arms like we have at our gate now, because people could drive right through them. They do now.
Right.
But then if you have the one on rollers or that swing open like we have now, a car opens, there's 10 more cars coming in before it shuts. Same thing when somebody leaves. So that needs to be worked out as well. So, and really the only way to work that out is one of two things, either having a guardhouse there and with security as well, or we just go ahead, and this has been talked about, using it just for commute times. So there are other issues there. It has, just when the realignment happens, doesn't automatically mean that we're going to be able to do that and still keep our community secure.
The other thing is that recently I chaired the community center committee, and we went on for 2 years. We got an appraisal on the property out there and at the country club, and it was going to end up, I mean, at least the committee talked about it, that since we're paying for it, but because the land was going to be sold to us at a good price, that country club members were going to have access to it. So it would have been kind of a hybrid, even though RMA would have spent a lot of money. I mean, I think our first estimate was somewhere around $11 million. But it was, what you said is something I've been pushing. You know, I swam and played water polo through college. Is put a 25-yard pool in there by 22, maybe make it 8 lanes. That would be good for swim meets,
mm-hmm.
which I was in a million times.
Mm-hmm.
Make it a 25-yard pool, which is a short course. It's
right.
A high school length pool, which
yep.
is a small pool.
Yep.
Make it deep enough, or make it whatever it's called.
Yep.
So it's deeper in the middle, and build a pump house, closed pump house, and then build a locker room facility.
Right.
Like they have a Jesuit high school. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
No.
And that's a lot less expensive.
Absolutely.
Than the Taj Mahal, which a lot of people would want. So.
Well, and then if you had a phased plan done now, you could actually build the locker room so that they become part of the building that comes later. You
yeah.
know what I mean? It would. So that you just attach to it and just keep building as you get funds. You could phase it in three phases if you wanted to.
But getting people in and out of there, do you have a front office that lets people in? Do people use a fob? I mean,
well, a lot of the community pools, they have a gate, and you have a card, and you let yourself in and out, and they do. They do have attendants, you know, at the pool that, you know, check for shenanigans and stuff. But
Yeah, you don't need lifeguards in California if you have the right signage.
Oh.
I don't know if you knew that or not, but you don't. So, but it's
the bigger deal is the equipment that you need to have so that you keep the balance in the water correct. Which
you probably want to outsource the maintenance of that.
Well, yeah, maybe.
I don't know. Now that I think about it, you guys could.
We could certainly do it, but I mean, they have equipment now that that monitors that and then injects the chemicals in it as it needs it. So that's something that we'd have to look at. But
except for the kiddie pool, that can't have enough chemicals.
That's true.
Oh, it's injected all the time.
That's a concern at the spray park.
Yeah.
So,
all right. Well, I think it's time, and if that's the consensus spot, and you know, we can maybe use some funds to put a plan together, you know, a design. I think that's needs to start.
I mean, yeah, you really, you know exactly where sewer's at, so that's not real difficult to get to.
Right.
Same thing with water. Water's.
But I mean, you're gonna have to build a parking lot, which is expensive.
Yeah.
And we had that at the country club.
Yeah, but you did, but you didn't. Because the country, you wouldn't have had enough spaces.
We needed
for both.
We needed a little bit more, and it was my understanding that the county, because let's face, at least half of the people going to the country club
use
to
golf
get
parks.
Into the they use golf
yeah,
carts,
which will be the same very, logic you're going to use at that park.
Yeah, the county is very they're happy to see that golf carts are getting in.
Well, the
cooperate.
Yeah, the philosophy was a year ago, is if RMA was going to be unable to ever build a pool, which it almost seems like, I know you said that they get in trouble, but to keep it away from a vote, it seems like there's ways that would have to be used to put the pool in. But if RMA was never going to do it, then the country club was going to do it. And charge admission, but I don't think both should happen. And I just want to make sure that this committee is clear that it's going to happen.
You leaving, Tim? I'll adjourn.
No, carry on.
Okay.
I'll race you.
Give me a head start.
I think are there any other questions? We can continue the discussion, but I'll adjourn the parks.
And so then, no follow up. You'll let me know. No next meeting.
No next meeting, we'll let you know.
Okay, and we are adjourned at 4:44 p.m.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.